Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, death. It's the end of our life here on earth, and it's never been a surprise. And for many people, it occupies their thoughts on a consistent basis. Or perhaps some of us go many years without even thinking about death. I mean, for most people, death doesn't even seem to really take up your thoughts until you experience it yourself. Our thoughts are occupied with our friends, our family, our children, our loved ones, sports teams, and activities here on earth, and the day-to-day life. It doesn't come up, really, until you experience it. With children, with brothers and sisters, parents and spouses, when people die, there's this grief that comes over the people who are left behind. In funerals, you and I, we gather as God's people, and we offer up our grief to God. Grief is offered up to God because God has defeated death. And though the pain is real, though our tears may fall, our God is good. He has conquered death, and he has visited his people. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. And the widow at Nain, she knew this very well. You see, in our reading today, she's leading this funeral procession for her son, her only son. He's died, and he needs to be buried. And she's leading this crowd of people around Nain. Scripture tells us that the size of this crowd was more than just a couple of people, but rather it was a considerable size, probably with tears streaming down her face. Because she knew that on that day, there would be a burial. And the body of her son would be returned to God, and she wouldn't ever see her son alive again. Until she ran into an altogether different parade. See, this parade, it had a completely different tone. These people, they were still following one person, but he was healthy and he was whole. They were buzzing, perhaps, because they had just seen this excitement. They had witnessed this great healing of a centurion's daughter just by the words of this man. Maybe they were enamored with his teachings, or maybe this great crowd were just following him, wanting to see another miracle. Or perhaps they were bored, and Jesus was just the most interesting man to have come into their path. To the widow, I'm sure it didn't really matter. She was crying, and they were not. This was a funeral for her son. Their parade would have to stop. On the day of her son's funeral, I'm sure that she felt there was no reason to have joy. There was nobody she wanted to follow, nobody she wanted to see more than her own son. And in that moment, these two parades clashed together. A parade of life and a parade of death. Now, in the world, the polite thing to do would be for this parade of life, this parade of joy, to yield, to give way to this parade of death and sorrow, to maybe bow in somber reverence or even perhaps join them. After all, this was this widow's only son. He's died, and she's trying to grieve. The tears are falling, and she probably looks like she just wants to get this over with. But God is good. And in that moment, when life and death clash, Jesus rises out from the crowd. And he has compassion. And more accurately, the Greek word is explagniste. It's a gut-wrenching compassion. It means that Jesus felt it in his innermost beings. It's that same gut-wrenching feeling you and I have when we receive that bad news, when we get that phone call, when we experience that grief. It is a real and sorrowful moment of gut-wrenching compassion. As he approaches this widow of Nain, he says, "Me klae." Now, most professors at the seminary, a little aside here, they will say there are two rules essentially to most sermons. Number one, don't use Greek. But it's okay, I won't tell if you don't. The second rule is that a little bit of Greek goes a long way. So we'll be ignoring the first rule and picking up the second rule today. But I won't tell if you don't. You see, because here, in this moment, Jesus is face to face with this widow who is grieving, who is leading a funeral procession for her son. And the difference here, it's crucial. Mekalae means stop crying. It's a command. And of course, this might seem harsh for you and I to say stop crying to this grieving widow. But the difference here is so important. He isn't being uncaring. He isn't lacking in compassion. We just read that his compassion was a gut-wrenching and real compassion that he had. He isn't commanding her in some harsh way. God the Son is looking after his creation. God is visiting his people. God is making this command because he is about to do something miraculous. God is about to take her grief away. Then he touches the bier. And at this moment, everything halts. Because ceremonially, this is sacrilegious. Ceremonially, Jesus is now unclean. And it was completely unnecessary in their eyes. He did not have to do this. Both these parades of life and of death, they're waiting with bated breath. And then Jesus shows that he has conquered death. When he says, young man, I say to you, arise. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as sure as I'm standing before you today, as sure as you walked in through those doors, as sure as you are sitting in those pews right this instant, that young man rose. In the most miraculous way possible, God rose that young man from the dead, just touching the bier, just saying these words, God rose this young man. Of course the people were afraid. And of course they glorified God. In just one moment, these parades of life and death, they joined together in the most beautiful way possible. Everyone joined the parade of life. All because God had visited his people. Obviously, this report of Christ went all throughout Judea and all throughout the countryside. Our God is good. He has visited his people, conquered death, and a great prophet has arisen. The tears and the pain that you and I experience here on earth, they're real. They're as real as this widow who lost her son, her only son. And when death visits us, there's this temptation to give in to the grief, to stay there in that moment of sorrow and pain, to not look forward and to not look back, but to just focus on our own pain and our own sorrow. But Christ has shown us hospitality in that he invites us to join his parade. This parade, it follows Christ and it gives him our grief when the loved ones passed away. Because surely as you have walked through those doors, and as surely as you are sitting in these pews, Christ took that grief upon the cross. And he crucified it in his flesh. And he tells us, stop crying. Because one day, Jesus will come to the gravesite. He's going to come to the gravesite of your children, of our brothers and our sisters, of our parents and our spouses. He will come to your gravesite. And he will say, I say to you, arise. And as surely as I'm before you today, your body will be risen. It will be risen indeed. In the glory of God, those who have passed away in the faith will rise and they will join in this parade. This parade, it will be the only parade, a parade of everlasting life. Christ will invite his dear children to join in the parade of everlasting life. Because our God is good. He has conquered death. He has visited his people. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. I'll see you at the parade. So be it. Amen. As followers of Christ, keep loving one another earnestly and show hospitality to one another without grumbling. Amen.